fresh every fortnight for business owners around North Queensland and Australia. This is the Journey to Business Success podcast, powered by National PC.
Hello and welcome to Journey to Business Success, the podcast that inspires, empowers, and equips you to achieve your business goals. I'm Lee Kefford and I'm excited to be here with you today. In our very first episode, we're diving into the topic that every business owner needs to master: financing for success. Our guest today is Lisa Kefford, a mortgage broker with Great Start Financial. We'll be sharing her story with us soon.
Let's jump into this week's 1 Minute Mythbuster, where we debunk common business misconceptions with Noetha Kefford, Client Success Director at National PC. Let's dive in.
Here's a common one. Sales numbers are the best measure of success. While sales are important, profitability and cash flow are what truly keep your business afloat. You can have high sales and still be losing money if your expenses are too high. Keep an eye on your bottom line. It's the real indicator of business health.
It's time for this week's Empower Moment, where we spotlight how National PC's solutions are transforming businesses.
This week's Empower Moment highlights a local manufacturing business that turned adversity into opportunity. When faced with supply chain disruptions, they adapted by adopting advanced inventory management technology. Not only did they maintain their production schedules, but they also increased their efficiencies by 20%. Their story reminds us that innovation often comes from challenges. What small steps can you take today to empower your business?
The Big Interview.
Welcome to this episode's Big Interview. Today, I'm joined by someone whose expertise in finance has helped countless individuals and businesses achieve their goals. Lisa Kefford is a mortgage broker at Great Start Financial and brings a wealth of knowledge about navigating the complexities of finance. Lisa, thank you for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having me.
I'm excited to dive into your journey, hear about the challenges you've overcome, and get your advice for our listeners looking to improve their financial strategies. So let's get started. Lisa, to kick things off, can you tell us a bit about your background and what led you to start your journey with Great Start Financial?
I've been a mortgage broker now for over 4 years. My journey in the real estate and finance sector began back in 1998 when I started working in conveyancing. For over 2 decades, I specialised in guiding clients through the legal intricacies of property transactions. This extensive experience laid the groundwork for my transition into mortgage broking. I realised that having a deep understanding of both the legal and financial aspects of real estate would allow me to provide a more holistic service to my clients. Today, I help individuals and families secure the best mortgage deals tailored to their unique financial situations and ensure a smooth and informed home buying process.
What inspired you to take the leap into finance, and were there any moments that shaped your path?
I guess the inspiration to transition into mortgage broking came from a desire to expand my role in helping clients achieve their home ownership dreams. During my years in conveyancing, I often saw clients struggle with the financial aspects of buying a home, and this motivated me to become a mortgage broker so I could guide them through the entire process, from securing the finance to finalising the purchase. I wanted to be part of their journey in a more impactful way and ensure they had the support and advice they needed to make sound financial decisions.
Finance is a field that constantly evolves with technology and market trends. How have you seen technology influence or change the way you approach your work?
Technology has had a profound impact on the mortgage industry. Digital tools and platforms have streamlined the mortgage application process, making it more efficient and user-friendly. We can now complete applications online, upload necessary documents, and track the progress of our applications in real time, which has significantly reduced processing times and improved client satisfaction. On the compliance front, advanced software ensures that all regulatory requirements are met and reduces the risk of errors and ensures the client receives accurate and transparent information. The integration of technology has not only enhanced efficiency, but it's also fostered greater trust between brokers and their clients.
Thank you. For our listeners who might be starting their financial journey or growing their businesses, what's one key strategy or piece of advice you would offer them?
I guess one key strategy for success in the mortgage broking industry is to prioritize building strong, lasting relationships with clients. This involves genuinely understanding their needs and providing personalized advice and keeping open and honest communication throughout the process. Additionally, staying informed with industry trends and continuously expanding your knowledge through professional development is crucial. Networking with other industry professionals and joining relevant associations can also provide invaluable insights and opportunities for growth.
How can finance and a broker help businesses succeed?
Finance and a knowledgeable broker play a critical role in the success of businesses as we provide tailored financial solutions to align with their goals. A broker can help businesses secure favorable loan terms, access additional funding options, and navigate complex financial landscapes. As a broker handles all the paperwork and dealings with the lender directly, this can save a business owner countless hours, which allows them to concentrate on running their business. A broker ensures that businesses make informed decisions that support their growth and stability. Additionally, brokers can identify opportunities for cost savings and optimization, contributing to the overall success of the business.
Let's wrap up with our quick fire round. What's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
The best piece of advice I've ever received would be to always act with integrity and put the client's best interests first. This has guided me throughout my career and has been instrumental in building trust and loyalty with my clients. By putting their needs and providing honest, transparent advice, I've been able to build those lasting relationships and also a strong reputation in the industry.
If you could go back in time, what's one thing you'd do differently in your career?
I definitely would have transitioned to mortgage broking earlier. The satisfaction and fulfillment I get from helping clients secure their dream homes and achieve financial stability is unparalleled. Making the move sooner would have allowed me to make an even greater impact in the lives of my clients and further develop my expertise in this field.
Excellent. Do you have a favorite book, tool, or resource you'd recommend to our listeners who want to improve their financial knowledge?
Absolutely. I would highly recommend a book called Your Best Year Ever by Michael Hyatt. It's a great resource for setting and achieving your goals, both professionally and personally. Additionally, utilizing small business facilities such as the Smart Precinct in Townsville or the Queensland Small Business Commissioner are two great avenues that can significantly provide assistance to small business owners, no matter at what stage your business is in.
Excellent. I definitely agree. That book is a great read, and we'll include that in our show notes today. Lisa, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show today. Your journey is truly inspiring, and I'm sure our listeners have gained a lot of value from your insights. Before we go, how can our audience connect with you or learn more about the services Great Start Financial offers?
Listeners can get in touch with Great Start Financial by either Googling our name or visiting our website at gsfinancial.com.au. Our website, they'll be able to find more information about our services and get in touch with either myself or Natalie Sleeman. We're also active on social media platforms such as Facebook and Instagram. We often share valuable insights, tips, and updates on these platforms. Feel free to reach out to us with any mortgage or financial inquiries you have, and we are absolutely here to help you achieve your financial goals.
Thank you for joining us today, Lisa. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me on.
That brings us to the end of today's episode. A big thank you to Lisa Kefford for sharing such valuable insights and to Noetha for busting another myth. If today's episode resonated with you, I encourage you to subscribe to this podcast, leave us a review, and share it with someone who could benefit. And remember, success is a journey, not a destination. We'll be back in 2 weeks with more stories, tips, and inspiration to help you grow your business. We'll be joined by Kathleen Walsh, the founder and victim advocate for Crack On Foundation. And in this special episode, we are going to talk to her about her journey on starting a successful foundation. And we'll be connecting with her every 6 months to get an update. Until then, keep striving, stay inspired, and remember, you've got this. For more details about show notes and links from today's episode, please jump over to journeytobusinesssuccesspodcast.com.
Thank you for listening to the Journey to Business Success podcast, powered by National PC. National PC is dedicated to delivering proactive, all-inclusive IT solutions that support your business at every stage. With our Empower Managed Services and the National PC Way approach, we go beyond traditional IT to provide secure, scalable, and strategically aligned solutions. Our commitment to everything stops with us means your business can rely on a trusted partner focused on your success. To find out more, go to nationalpc.com.au or look in the show notes. Thank you.
Like, comment, and subscribe.